This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Erin Dakins is with us. And it's always fun broadcasting with Erin Dakins. She is the host of The Truth Traveler, thetruthtraveler.com, 10 to midnight. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Welcome, Erin.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Fennelli. Thanks for having me.
What's with the Mr. Fennelli?
We have to be formal, right?
I don't think so. Hey, okay. I got to tell you, on Friday, you and I broadcasted together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned during USAprepares.com that I would be on with you from 10 to midnight on Genesis. Well, that was Friday night. And I happened to mention ratting out people, you know, ham radio operators. You know, I don't like the idea that if someone uses a ham radio in an emergency, they might have to do that without having a call sign and without having an FCC license or permit. Some ham operators who are in the Springfield, Missouri community would rat you out to the FCC, like, that guy's broadcasting without a license, you know, and calling the full force of the government, the FCC, down on an individual. Well, I happened to mention that on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, the following day, I happened to be at the Farmers Cooperative buying some items for the farm. And this gentleman walked up to me, and he said, he came right into the Farmers Co-op, and he said, "You said," and he was, you know, in approval of what I had said on the air, and he happened to be a ham radio operator. And so he and I were talking, walked out to his car, and there he had his iPad hooked into wireless internet. Mm-hmm. At the Farmers Co-op, and he was sitting in the parking lot listening to the 24/7 latest broadcast of The Truth Traveler, your show where you and I were on. So here's the point. People listen to the words we use.
Mm-hmm.
They follow our lead if they think we're right, and you never know who's listening and how many people are listening. So here is a ham radio operator in total agreement, sitting in his car, using Wi-Fi on Saturday morning, listening to our broadcast in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. Seriously.
I think it's wonderful. It makes me feel like, well, maybe I am doing something after all. You know, some days you're like, what am I doing? Why do I do this? I was like, I torture myself. So that does make me feel good. And if you're listening this morning, thank you.
And he's the same guy, the same ham radio operator that was invaded by the federal government. They want the FBI. They want to know what was on his computer and who was he talking to. And they wanted to go out to his ham radio shack and they wanted to see his equipment. And they wanted to know how it worked and how much battery backup he had and how long he could transmit. And, you know, that is a concern of mine. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get these permits to do things with the government, issued by the government, like a concealed carry permit, which I have, they know that I have at least one firearm. And if they listen to this broadcast, they probably know I have two in the studio. So they, you know, they do know a little bit about us. And you know, that was something I mentioned on the hour number one of today's broadcast. In Virginia, there is an electric utility that is very interested in finding out about what you have in your home. And they are going so far as to say, please take this survey and we'll help you with an energy audit. We'll help you. And not only will we help you, we'll give you a $60 refund if you agree to do this. And it's so easy and it's so simple. And you can just do it right here on the internet. And we'll even hook up the equipment at no charge. Anyway, it won't interrupt anything. And we'll do it while you're at work. So we don't even have to come in your house. It's so easy and it's so simple. But here's what they're doing. They're trying to figure out what appliances you have. Do you have a hot water heater? Do you have an electric dishwasher? Do you have a washer or a dryer, an electric stove? You know, what kind of appliances do you have that consume electricity? That's really what they want to know. And if you are willing to agree to let them put a switch, a remote control switch on your air conditioning compressor, which they can turn off if they feel like it, remotely, when they feel like it, they'll give you $60. And they tell you that it won't interfere with the cooling of your home. The circulation fans will still work just fine, but the compressor will be turned off. So they say that you'll still be able to circulate that cool air that's already in your house. Really? Really? That's why you have the compressor, to cool the coils, to blow the air that's in your home across those coils to cool your house. So what they're trying to indicate that everything's going to be fine. They're just going to turn off part of your equipment. They're going to turn off the part that provides the cool in your air conditioning. And you get a $60 refund for doing that. Wow. You lose control. Now, I don't think I'd want to lose control for $60 a year.
You know what? It's just like anybody that has Comcast, Vince, and they have this thing where you can monitor your house 24/7 even when you're away. No, that just puts them literally everywhere in your house. It's the same. Lose control of your house. No, I don't want the electric company to know what appliances I have or what I run or when I decide that I want to do laundry. It's not their business. None of their business. So
that's,
I think,
exactly
for $60,
that's $5,
and people are going to be dumb enough to do that, let them be able to, it won't interfere, so they say right now. Until you're at 100 degrees and the humidity feels like you live in a rainforest and you want your air conditioner on, oh, we're sorry. We'll just let you run your fans.
Right. Well, for now. For now. And, you know, when in New Jersey many, many years ago, and I know this particular case because I read about this many, many years ago, they had a shortfall in revenue. So the state of New Jersey decided that they were going to implement a temporary, let me say that a different way, a temporary sales tax. And it was going to be 0.5%. Now, the state of New Jersey did not have a sales tax before this point. There was no such thing as a sales tax in New Jersey. So it's just, we got a small revenue problem, we're going to fix it, we're going to have a temporary sales tax, and we won't tax food, but we'll tax, you know, things that you don't need to buy. But if you want to buy them, you can, you just have to pay 0.5%. So 0.5% on $1. Well, within about a year or so, it was up to 1 cent. That was a doubling of the sales tax. So it went from 0.5 cents per dollar to 1 cent per dollar to 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And it might even be higher than that now. I haven't followed it. But what I'm saying is it was temporary when it was first discussed. And it was going to be removed as soon as the budget shortfall was corrected. It's never gone away. And that's the way government is. It's just temporary. We're just going to try it. I don't think it's going to be permanent because it's not. But it is. Uh-huh. And that's the way government works. It always works the same way. So when we trace this back or tie this back to the electric switch on your air conditioning compressor, we're just going to turn it off in case of an emergency. I think the situations are going to become more frequent, and the outages for your compressor are going to be longer and longer and longer. And that's just the way it works.
I agree.
We do agree. Okay. Aaron, you know, one of the things that that we talk about at USA Prepares, and we don't always talk about preparedness. We talk about strategies. We talk about what's happening in life, and we talk about how to survive and how to work with what we have to come out on the other side better. And one of the things that I'd like to share with you, since you know this and are quite expert in it, is during an emergency, hygiene is really important. Mm-hmm. If you go to a restaurant, you expect people to wash their hands before cooking your food. You expect them to wash their hands before they handle the silverware that they put in front of you. You expect the cook to be clean and, not live under a bridge, right?
Well, right.
In an emergency, let's say the power's out for a week or two and the water's not running. What do we do? How do we maintain hygiene and not kill ourselves through poor hygiene? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, everybody that's into preparedness should already have their water situation well in mind before mm-hmm. something does happen.
And that's really important.
It is.
It really is important.
If you live in town and the water goes down, the water's not coming out of your faucet anymore. Well, you can't flush toilets. Obviously, you can't shower, can't wash your hands. You better know where the water supplies are around your area within a few miles, whether it's a creek, a river, a natural spring, a reservoir, a lake, a pond, something to have water. And then you better be able to clean it and filter it, or you're going to be boiling lots of water. As long as you've got access to water, you can keep clean. You may not have the nice, warm shower, the luxuries that we're used to right now, because society is fairly normal. But in a grid-down situation, you're going to do good to keep your hands washed and to keep your private parts washed. And ladies, you know how important that is without getting graphic. You've got to stay washed. Because if you don't, you've got a lot of problems that are going to creep in. Yeast infections could run rampant. I'm not inclined to want to go that route. They're not real fun to deal with. So keep as clean as you can. If you run out of toilet paper, you better have... I have ice cream buckets, Vince. We've talked about this, that I say. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have their own bucket with their own name. You put a little bit of bleach in the water. You use wash rags. Keep them in there for a day or two. Then wash them out. Hang them out to dry in the sun. The sunlight's going to help kill bacteria off, too. Okay? Mm-hmm. And let them dry and reuse them again. Anything you can do like that to help keep yourselves clean is going to be the name of the game.
Now, when you say ice cream buckets, are you talking about these small plastic buckets that you get maybe, 5 quarts of ice cream or
yes. mm-hmm.
a gallon
They're
of ice
perfect.
Cream?
Perfect, yeah.
So it's like a gallon plastic bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A little bit of bleach water.
A little bleach water. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Aaron Dakins, the Truth Traveler. I'm Vin Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Aaron Dakins is with us, and we're talking about hygiene in emergency situations. Aaron, I think this is a fabulous idea. It's very simple. It's elegantly simple. And so we have a wash bucket for each person in the family, and we've got a wash rag in there, and it's about a gallon or so. And we wash their wash rags out, and we hang them on the line, the clothesline, which I'm sure we've already got set up because we know that this situation could happen. And the cost of this is virtually free, right?
It pretty much is. And what we do is we buy bundles of wash rags when on sale, and we just put them back in our preps. And the wash bucket's going to hold a little bit of bleach water. That's to store your rags in after you use them. I plan on using a clean rag each time, maybe dampening it a little bit. You could do a sponge bath with it, store it in your little bucket until you're going to wash it after a couple days. It's cheap. It's easy. Everybody's got their own bucket. That's the best way we could come up with to do it. I know a lot of people like baby wipes, buying and stocking baby wipes. What I have found with those, and I don't care how they're packaged, they dry out. Now, you could rehydrate the baby wipes with some water. But I thought, I want something that is definitely renewable. Now, baby wipes would be good, maybe to put a little pack in your bug-out bags, that kind of thing. Perfect for that, or for a short downtime, like in your 1 or 2 week. But if it's longer term, I want my bucket with my water. I want clean water available so I can sponge bath and take care of business when I've taken care of business. Okay? So that's just what we came up with. Everybody has their own ideas. But to me, stocking up on endless amounts of toilet paper takes a lot of room. Takes money. I'd rather invest the money in freeze-dried food.
Mm-hmm. No, I have no disagreement with you there. I totally agree. And, you know, when we were building our house, my son, my 15-year-old son and I were building our farmhouse, and we didn't have running water for many months. And we built the basement first, and then we put decking over the, we put the first floor in. So we lived in a little tiny room that we fabricated in the basement. And we had running water, but it was basically a faucet in the house, and it was hooked up to a washing machine, a clothes washer.
Okay.
And that's where we did our bathing. We used that. We had electricity, but we used that for running water and washcloths, and we took a bath in with the wash rag and the washing machine. Now, on sunny days, when the weather was nice, we took a long 120-foot gray-colored garden hose, a commercial mm-hmm. garden hose. You can get them at Sam's Club. And we stretched that out in the sun, and we filled it with water, and we had 120 feet of warm water, and we used a nozzle that would just a gentle spray, and that's how we took a shower outside.
Okay.
So the hot hose was our hot water. Too hot, and it was, you know, if you let it go too long in the sun, it was too hot, and if you didn't let it heat up enough, it would be too cold. But we lived like that for months while we built this house. So you can do that too. But that assumes that you have water pressure to run the hose, and it assumes that you have electricity to run the clothes washer.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not have that.
Right. May not.
So I really like your idea.
Well, people can get and you know this, Vince, people can get the black plastic barrels or paint them black, paint the blue ones black. And you can heat up water that way in the sun, too, especially, you know, during the warmer months. I mean, it's going to have to be, man, you got to think on your feet. And if you want a warm shower, you're probably going to try to figure it out.
The time to do these things is during the good days. The time to buy them is when they're available. And if you can get them on sale, that's even better. But the time is to think about it is before you need it. And that's what preparing really is all about. And the simplest example that I can think of is when you open your refrigerator and you have food to eat in your refrigerator, you're prepared. If you open your refrigerator and you say, oh man, there's nothing to eat, that's a lack of preparedness. So it's as simple as having what you need before you need it. And that's all that we do, right? Isn't that how we live our lives?
That's it.
Erin Dakins is with us. TheTruthTraveler.com. When we come back, I've got some questions for her about pet survival. What should we be thinking about regarding our pets during emergencies? We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Aaron, we're reeling from the aftermath of the tornadoes that that wreaked havoc from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast and from the Midwest to the East Coast. Yesterday, we thought that there might have been 16, 17, 18 deaths as a result of the tornadoes. Well, it's now up to 29. And six states took the brunt of it. Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi. When these events happen, I believe that they're engineered. I believe that the chemtrails are part of the reason why we have these deadly tornadoes. I believe the weather is being modified and by agents of destruction, and we're paying the price. As a matter of fact, Aaron, last night at the meetup, there was one of our students was passing around her camera, her phone with that she used to take pictures, the camera function on her phone, of chemtrails. And it's exactly the same pictures that I had with, it was a star pattern in the sky. And she took a picture, same picture that I took, and others took the same picture, because it was like they're mocking us. They actually are drawing pictures in the sky with chemtrails. And I heard a report. We all heard at the same time. One of our students stood up and said, you know, there's a farmer who has thousands of acres in Missouri, and he has lost so many cows, or calves. He's never experienced anything like that. And the percentage was so much greater than the percentage that we lost. We lost 10% of our annual calf crop in 1 month during the winter, this winter. It was unprecedented on our farm. And what I'm saying is we need to think about our animals. Now, if the weather's being manipulated, mm-hmm. and if we're having these violent storms, and we're without electricity, as so many are right now as a result of the tornadoes that ripped through the United States over the last 36 hours, 48 hours, what do you suggest we do to keep our pets from dying?
Well, pets are very similar to humans, oddly enough. Well, they're going to need fresh, potable water just like us. And here's an idea for people. If you're like us, our dogs are in a fenced-in yard, so they can be out and play. If a tornado or something like that comes ripping through fence, and your mm-hmm. fencing's gone or breached in some way, but your dogs still need to go potty, you're going to have to clean an area because their feet pads are going to be—they're going to get cut. Just like if you walked bare through the rubble, their feet can suffer the same. So you want to clean an area where they can go out and do their business or hang out for a little bit. If you may not—you may be sleeping in a tent or camper or truck, yourself, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can go down to Family Dollar, Dollar General, dollar stores, Walmart, whatever. You can get tie-out cables pretty cheaply. I would have some of those put back in case of an emergency. I would also have some pet carriers or pet crates to confine them if you need to, because they're going to be pretty stressed out if something like that happens. They're going mm-hmm. they're going to pick up on every nuance of stress that you're feeling. So mm-hmm. you want to be able to contain and confine them for their own safety. Okay, and they're going to need water. Mm-hmm. They're going to need food. Here's the thing. They can't eat what you eat. Yes, dog food is supposedly designed for dogs and cat food for cats. In a pinch, food's food, just like us. I don't want to eat Hamburger Helper or Tuna Helper or whatever, but I have some of my preps because it's food. It'll keep mm-hmm. the hunger wolves at bay, okay? And you mm-hmm. can do the same with them. You know, in a long-term grid-down situation, say the economy collapses, a lot of people I know were stocking up dog and cat food, and it goes rancid really fast because of the fats in it. So that's probably not viable unless you're going to put cases upon cases of dog and cat food, the canned, back. And that's expensive, and it does take up a lot of room, too. We're just going to feed our dogs what we eat. We're just going to cook enough that they can eat. You can also hunt for your dogs and your cats. Their natural diet is wild game. We've, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, domesticated them, so they eat this processed glop called dog food. They can eat, you shoot a bird, they can eat a bird. They can eat rabbit, raccoon, squirrel, possum, anything like that. Fish, if you're fishing, they mm-hmm. actually do better. And I know that there's a lot of people on both sides of this fence, but animals actually do better on a raw meat diet. Cats are true carnivores. They're meat eaters only. dogs are more omnivores. Okay, so you can figure it out from there. And feed them what they need. I tell you, when my cats are catching mice like crazy this year for whatever reason, man, does she look good.
Her. I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's what I was going to mention also. We have cats who, everybody here has a job on the farm. So the cat's job is to keep the mice population down so that the mice don't eat the wiring right. in the tractors and clog up the air filter housings and destroy the interiors of vehicles that we have in the barns and in the garage. We don't have as many mice as we used to, that's for sure. But that's the cat's job to keep down the population of these destructive critters around the farmhouse and around the barn. And when they do eat these mice, their coats really, really look great. They look so much more healthy, just as you said. And it's not an exaggeration.
No.
They really do. And, you know, every once in a while, the dogs will come back with a rabbit. And Dr. Norman Shealy will talk about the protein that, you know, his dogs find as they're on patrol around his farmhouse. And they like to eat these other animals. And we say, you know, geez, I wish they wouldn't do it. But it's nature, and it's what they do.
Right.
And we find, you know, feathers, you know, at the back door where a bird used to be.
Yeah. Or they might bring the live bird inside for you. Surprise.
Well, I think they're trying to say, listen, I've been really good, and here's what I found, and I wanted you to see it, Mom and Dad.
That's right.
I just wanted you to see, how busy I've been. I've been earning my keep.
That's right.
And so the animals do, the domestic cats and dogs do much better. They're more healthy eating these animals that they've just killed.
They really are.
And, you know, you mentioned... You mentioned hunting for pet food. And, some of the farmers that we have here don't like to let, like roadkill go to waste. So if there's a deer that's been killed, don't want to bring that home for their dogs.
Yeah. As long as it's fresh,
yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. It's nature. I used to be the same way. People got to get over it. It's nature. Let the dogs eat what they're supposed to eat, and the cats.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not too worried about stocking up pet food for a grid-down situation. They'll make do.
You know, when we walk out around the farmhouse, there are some cow bones, you know, in the front yard, in the backyard. I'm talking about 18 inches long. And so if one of our neighbor's cows dies or if one of ours dies, the bones come back. Our dogs find them, you know, right away, and they just, you know, they eat them, and they eat the fresh dead animals, and they bring back the bones, and they just kind of gnaw them on the front yard. So our front yard is littered.
But it's good for them. You know, if we get a steak from the butcher that's got you know, a bone in it,
yeah.
Before I cook it for us, I take the bone out, and I let the dogs have it. It's the cooked bones that cause trouble, listeners. The cooked bones will splinter and they can wreak havoc on their intestinal system. But the raw bones or raw chicken bones, they're okay with it. They eat the marrow out of it, which is really, really good for them. They chew on the bones. They're going to get some calcium that way. Helps their teeth get the tartar off their teeth. That's the best way to go. Right there.
You know, back in the 1950s and the 1960s, we used to go to... either the butcher or the supermarket, and you could buy meat with the bone in it. And you see less and less of that available today. And you could actually buy the pound, and they're very, very inexpensive, the bones with just a little bit of meat on them.
Right.
And you could buy that and bring it home and give it to your animals. But
you can't do that anymore.
Today?
You can't. I mean, we have asked at Meijer's and we've asked at our butcher if they have any big, like, soup bones, okay? They just kind of look at you like you've grown 10 eyes. Nobody asks for that anymore. Everybody's so used to buying rawhide or buying the bones that they don't think about a natural bone for a dog.
Now, since you mentioned rawhide, I remember reading many, many, many years ago that those rawhide treats for dogs are detrimental to their health. Is that true?
It's not real good for them. And that being said, I do let our dogs have some. Here's what I caution people. Excess is never a good thing. I don't care what it is. And try to find the rawhide chews that are from hides in America. When you go to, like, China Mart, you're going to get rawhide bones from God knows where. And a lot of those have been contaminated, salmonella, E. coli, that kind of thing. So you want to be cautious with those. But try to find the American rawhide. And that's actually, you know, okay. I do give our outdoor dog some of the rawhide just to keep her kind of occupied. The inside dogs get it some as a treat once in a while. Just because they enjoy it, it does help clean their teeth. If you give them too much, yeah, it might cause some problems. But when you do it in just an occasional basis, then I think it's okay.
Okay. I haven't done it in many, many years because I did read that, it was detrimental to their health. And I didn't know why. I thought maybe it caused organ failure.
Not that I've heard, but they do, you know, the ones you get, sometimes they're treated with a lot of chemicals. That's probably not good. You just want the plain rawhide. That's all you want. Don't give the ones that are chicken-based, that are beef-based, that are pork-based, that are whatever crap they come up with next. Just get the plain ones that aren't sprayed and chemically treated.
When we come back, Aaron Dakins, thetruthtraveler.com, can you tell us what you suggest we feed our animals? And here's what I'm saying. Do we give them table scraps, or do we just give them the dry dog food? Or do we give them wet and dry dog food, or we give them wet dry dog food? What do you recommend we do to feed our dogs? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Well, today, God, you're take my when you go to the DC for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Aaron Dakins is with us, thetruthtraveler.com. And Aaron Dakins is the host of The Truth Traveler on GCN at night, 10 to midnight, weekdays. And I just love your show, Aaron. And thanks so much for being on ours today. We've got Morgan on the line. Morgan is calling in from Missouri. Morgan spends time with us on Monday nights at the meetup. Welcome, Morgan.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Morgan.
Morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Speak up a little bit, and welcome to USA Prepares. What's on your mind?
Okay, I've got a couple of questions or a statement. What I'd like to know is why our representatives have to be in Washington when they could be home with all the technology that they have. It just seems like they could run most of their business from home, and we would have the ability to go and speak with them in person instead of having to try to call and get into them in camp.
I think what you're asking is, why are our representatives hiding out in Washington, and why are they away from we, the people, whom they are supposed to represent? Is that the question?
This is true.
Okay. Well, let's put them on notice, Morgan, and tell them we want our representatives back home. We want them home, and we want to speak with them, and we want them to stop hiding from us. And if they don't, we're going to replace them. So, Morgan, I have said on air We should run for office, every single office that we think we would like to participate in and represent the community. So that's what I'm doing. That's why I want to run for sheriff, and that's why I'm running for the board of directors of the electric co-op, and that's why I am an elected representative of one of the two largest crime syndicates in the country. That'd be the Republican Party. I'm a committee man for the Republican Party in my little hamlet here in Missouri. But you're absolutely right, and I agree with you. Aaron, do you have a comment on this?
Well, I'm going to be kind of nasty with this one. Anyway, you know, they hide in Washington. They can live their quote-unquote lives in Washington, being with hookers or, you know, whatever they want to do. They can live it up at our expense and not have to deal with the constituents that are angry. So they're just cowards. They're cowards. They're narcissists. They're hiding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, I'll just say it. I think that they're afraid that we, the people, are going to show up at their houses. You know, and so they don't want us to know where they live. They don't give us their cell phone numbers. They don't publish their, many of them don't publish ways of contacting them. They hide behind layers and layers and layers of assistance. You're absolutely right, Morgan. I'm frustrated. Aaron's frustrated. You're frustrated. Let's call these guys out and tell them we want them to come home and represent us. And if they don't, we're going to fire them.
Well, what if a bunch of people did hold signs and stand out in front of their homes on a routine basis? Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking two or three people. I'm talking hundreds at a time. That might really send a message, wouldn't it?
Well, the police would be called for sure, and they would say that, you know what, and it happened in New York State. Some of we, the people, decided they're going to, you know, charter some tour buses and find out where these guys live and go to their house and just kind of drive by while the police came, because these critters that we've elected to represent us were so intimidated just by the mass of a couple busloads of people that they call the police. So that's a tactic that we've used in Virginia when we had people who did the wrong thing that we've hired to represent our interests in government. We just pointed them out. We stopped in front of their houses. We pointed at their front doors. We pointed at them in church. We pointed at their wives, their children. We said, there they are. That's him. That's her. There they are. Look at them. And we didn't just point for just a second. We pointed for a long time so that they would look and they'd say, oh, no. They're pointing at me. They're still pointing at me. It's time for us to leave. Honey, let's leave. This is not safe. So just by pointing at them, we made them feel so uncomfortable that ultimately they did the right thing. They wanted to put a dump in our community, and they backed the dump, and they backed down. We, the people, won in that situation. And the way you do it is you point at these people and you point them out and you bring sunshine and you tell people what crimes they've committed and who they are and where they live and what their phone numbers are. And you boycott their businesses and you go into their stores and you say, hey, I'm not shopping here because here's why. I'm leaving. I'm not spending my money here. Thanks so much for being with us, Aaron Dakins, Morgan. I'm Ben Finelli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.